Thanks, Jeremy. Well, up our way, by that I mean Virginia and North Carolina, we have more than our share of trips here every year. Probably an average year, we probably lead the Cotton Belt in thrips and thrips-related problems. This is just a survey of our independent crop consultants. We have a pretty good group. I survey them every year. We get 100% response form. This is how they would rate the pest for the past year. But note with thrips and bollworms, you kind of have additional penalties. So with stink bugs, we're hopefully making individual applications. In the case of thrips, of course, a lot of our costs are up front. In our state, almost always with a foliar application plus a seed treatment, we have very little temic left. So thrips year in and year out in North Carolina, as well as Virginia, is probably our number one pest complex. What we're looking at, essentially every year, almost all our growers use a seed treatment plus a foliar application of ornithine. Sometimes that's fine, sometimes it's not fine, but it's an annual battle. And so what we're looking at is the possibility of either a one-and-done thing, anything you could do at planting where you wouldn't have to come back with a foliar spray, or something just a little bit stronger. So what we'll look at, just briefly, is some insecticides with multiple modes of action. You probably know Poncho Votivo Aris has two nematicides, or at least a biological nematicide and a standard nematicide and two insecticides. Some of those results, as I'll show you, were mildly encouraging. I understand Bayer's probably dropping that option. But oddly, we've had some really good luck with some very high rates of seed treatments that we've done ourselves. In this case, imidacloprid. And then some in-furrow sprays that by themselves look okay, but along with the seed treatment looked very promising. I've showed this figure for a number of years. I probably need to update it. But you can probably see from this in North Carolina and South Carolina, generally speaking, we have high levels of thrips. And maybe that's relatively small field site, a lot of overwintering CRP land, wheat and so on, that brings in these high levels. And then the other end of the two-edged sword, of course, is up our way. We often have cool, wet conditions, so a given amount of thrips can cause more damage, and we're probably all familiar with that. I'm going to show you several things in a couple slides. They'll all be arranged in the same way. But basically, I want to show you this high seedling rate in these first couple slides. And then we'll move on to Admire Pro by itself and Admire Pro with the seed treatment. So in all these slides, this is just some of the data taken out. The database is more comprehensive than this. But if you look here, this is an average of two tests, one that Dominic Reisig did in Plymouth, another one that we did in Rocky Mount. And these are just some of the basic treatments. And unlike some other states probably, when we compare different seed treatments, they tend to be pretty similar in their thrips control, whether that's Gaucho Cruiser or the nematicide ones like Aris and Evicta Complete and so on. And you can see that pretty clearly here. You can see the thrips pressure. It's 185 per five plants. Certainly pretty high number of immature thrips by most of your standards, I suspect. But you can also see the ADEX rate of imidacloprid at 3 and 4 weeks look pretty promising. And I can tell you it wasn't sophisticated. This was a tobacco stick in a five-gallon bucket with the material and then drying off the seed. But we're going to pursue this. But I might add, and what I meant to show with the picture, Todd Spivey back there is in crop science, but he's working on our project as a master's student on some of these thrips things. And again, we're trying to look at some things that might offer something we had before. So the first point I wanted to make, this is Dominic Reisig's test in Washington, and I've just taken out three treatments. But you can see pretty clearly, and this was a 8.5 ounce rate of Evicta. But if you look at 3 and 4 and 5 weeks after planting, you can see the Evicta did not offer anything over the seed treatment alone. Right? That's pretty clear. I should say Admire Pro didn't offer anything. So you can see at 3 and 4 weeks, numerically, it was a little bit higher. There might have been something going on at 5 weeks where the results were a little bit lower, and you can see some statistical difference. This is the same test at Edgecombe County, and you see the same trends. So at 3 and 4 weeks, AdmirePro did not seem to be any better than the standard Evicta C treatment. You can also see at 3 weeks after planting, that's 294 thrips per 5 plants immatures. So it gives you some idea of the pressure we have up our way in some years. And then even at 5 weeks, the Evicta and AdmirePro, and the check for that matter after that period of time, were all essentially the same. This is a test of Ames Herberts up in Virginia. And here you have 3 in-furrow applications. These are plant ratings, a 0 to 5 basis, so you're really looking at, say in the case of a check, a 4.5 would be pretty sorry looking plants. Obviously you'd like to have a 0 if things were good, but you can probably see here, and it's statistically significant, and again this is somewhat preliminary data, but AdmirePro in this case compared to other in-furrow treatments looks pretty encouraging. This is another test that Ames had that includes AdmirePro. In this case, you can see it looked like it was on a par with Temic for thrips damage. What we often see up our way with both thimet and counter, it just doesn't seem to give quite the thrips control, and sometimes we get phyto with some of these things. You have plants that get beaten up for one reason or another. But the main point of this talk here was, this is a 12-row planter. This is in one of our central counties, Wilson County. But we had good luck with this in 2011. So in 2012, you have AdmirePro in four, you can see on the left 4 rows, plus Evicta, the seed treatment by itself, and then on the furthest away 4 rows, you have a check. Actually, that tractor is going to make a right-hand turn. We have 700-foot plots there. Some of you are probably familiar with this. It's not difficult to set up, but you can tell it's a little on the cumbersome side. But obviously, you want to get that spray right down in the furrow, and this grower could do it pretty successfully with only 9 gallons per acre and 12 PSI. But you need a nice stream, and you want it right down there in the seeds before they're covered up. This is what's encouraging to us. And again, this is the first year. We'll have several tests like this next year, and then some through Cotton Incorporated. But you can see at 2 and at 3 and at 4 weeks with the same comparisons. Usually at 2 weeks after treatment with seed treatments, we're getting pretty good control of thrips. Sometimes our numbers aren't that high, so you can see at 2 weeks, even the check is 64, and by our standards, that's not real high. And, of course, that's not an advantage, numerical advantage maybe to Evicta plus AdmirePro compared to Evicta, but, of course, that's not significant. Those are very low numbers. You can see at 3 weeks, the level of thrips was 250 for 5 plants. That's 50 immatures per plant, seedlings that are, at that time, maybe 2-plus true leaves. But you can see that AdmirePro plus Evicta has quite a bit lower thrips numbers, and that was pretty encouraging. And you can see at 4 weeks, and what we saw in 2011 was that the AdmirePro plus the seed treatment seemed to give pretty prolonged thrips control. And what we would desperately like to have in North Carolina, like we had with 5 pounds of Temic with the seed treatment, is the possibility of planting and then being done with it and not have to come back with an orthene, but that has to be scouting based. Not quite as easy for most producers, but our consultants can do this pretty capably. This is just another piece of, we had a lot of data, just one more piece. These are just dry weights of the plants, and you can see the Evicta plus AdmirePros were statistically significantly more weights. And if they're doing this in Georgia, they probably pull up the plants and see that the root biomass was probably higher in the AdmirePro plants too, also. So anyway, I think that's been pretty encouraging. I'm sorry for this slide. It was taken on a cloudy day. This is 31 days after planting. You can see on the left, if you can see them, those are the check plants. They're pretty well beat up. We've lost some stand there. Some of them are dying. They're all hurting. But what kind of intrigued me, if you look at the difference between Evicta and Evicta plus AdmirePro, you can see a big difference in plant growth. That's the good news. The bad news is that we had in a lot of our state, we had big yields, great compensatory conditions. So at the end of the year, we tried to take yields, and the yields were quite similar, which is what we get from time to time. This is just a slide that Ames wanted me to put in here because there's some information that's different than this in the Mid-South, I understand, maybe some presentations that I wasn't able to listen to, or maybe you're coming up this morning. But this is ornithine with a lot of common adjuvants, a pretty good range of things that are commonly used. And the feeling by some folks was that some of these adjuvants can have a negative impact on thrips damage. And that's what Ames has done here, is a thrips damage rate. And you can see pretty clearly here, at least in the conditions of this particular study, that there is no negative impact of any of these adjuvants on thrips damage to plants. So finally, if we had to summarize this, if Bayer's withdrawing Poncho Votivo and so on, I don't know whether that might have been an option, but it looked like, you might recall, at 4 weeks, it looked like there might have been a little something there. Maybe that was because of the two insecticides, so maybe you had twice as much product. I'm not sure. Again, that was mildly impressive. I'm pretty keen on the ultra-high seed treatment rates. You can buy this stuff generically now. Excuse me. So the cost of that 8X rate was in the range of $11 to $12, so it's not out of the ballpark for an app planting treatment. But maybe more so, Admire Pro looked pretty good. I was fairly impressed with that, but again, you could tell from one test and one test the year before, this preliminary data. So the activity was real good. It seemed to persist for a long time. It did the same thing in 2011. At 5 weeks, we were still getting pretty good control, although our plants were also at 5 or 6 leaves, so it wasn't a huge issue. But if we could develop in the upper southeast or maybe the southeast in general, at least the potential for a strong app planting treatment where at least based on scouting, maybe you wouldn't have to come in with that second spray, which again in our state is more than 90% in an average year. That would be a big benefit. But again, hopefully we'll have more information next year that Todd will be presenting in the student contest. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. You say spider mites? No, we didn't have any at this location. I might say in that same consultant survey, at least a few years ago, we asked them whether they used a seed treatment or Temec, and like a lot of folks have probably found, behind Temec we typically get far fewer spider mites and cotton aphids than we did with the seed treatment, or particularly with the seed treatment plus an ornithine spray. But in North Carolina, some of you guys here, Curtis, we probably in an average year we spray less than 5% of our cotton acreage for spider mites, and biocontrol typically will take care of aphids in our state, although resistance was confirmed. So maybe hopefully by next year when we do more tests, we may have some tests where we do have some spider mites or something, so we can better gauge whether there's a downside to some of this. Mike. That's a good question. We have species composition that's being done now in a lot of the tests. I'm not sure about this. Did you put adults aside, Todd, for this test? Okay, we have adults put aside, so that's a possibility. Did we do any damage rating? Yeah, so yes, there are damage ratings. So Todd there sitting in front of you, you're right, is the guy who did a lot of this. But we wanted to keep it under wraps till we got more data for a comprehensive thing next year. I don't know. We haven't pursued that as much, Ames, just because we've had such not consistent results, but we haven't seen much in the way of differences between seed treatments. So we just stuck with one and want to put our time and stuff into this in furrow versus. I might say that Ames, whoever asked the question, has probably done a lot more than we have to boot. But again, we're impressed with the seed treatment combination. Some of you seed guys are here, but in our state, 90% of our growers are probably buying Aris as opposed to Gaucho now, and it's almost universally that Victa Complete is sold as opposed to Cruiser alone. Thank you.